You are listening to WUVT FM Blacksburg.
You are listening to WUVT FM Blacksburg. My name is Tommy Carl, and I am live here in the WUVT studios. I will be mixing up some dance music for you guys for the next 3 hours, so stay tuned in. I got a good show tonight. Up first, this is Justin Martin with Don't Go, and this is the Dusky remix. So I saw Justin Martin play live 2 weeks ago in New York City. He put on an awesome show. So that inspired me to play a lot of Justin Martin and a lot of stuff from his label, Dirty Bird. So you'll be hearing a lot of music like this tonight.
Thank you. Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Let me see you move it. We'll be right back. Charles the Carpet King will carpet your entire house for only $39. That's right, your entire house for only $39. But don't expect Charles the Carpet King to do it himself, because Charles the Carpet King passed away last week at 47 from the same disease that got his father, so he won't be around for his family. And sadly, it could have been detected early with a simple test, but Charles didn't get it.
Have you gotten the medical test you need? For a list of tests every man should have, go to AHRQ.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
In the background, you're hearing Can't Stop by Groovebox. To all the alumni in town, I hope you enjoyed your stay here in Blacksburg, and have a great night, and come back soon. We'll be right back.
was with my girlfriend. This is down in Florida. She took me to this place. It had all kinds of things growing. She gave me something. It was a mushroom. She said, eat it. I said, mushroom? What's that? Said, eat it. I didn't think nothing of it. You know, she was kind of a wild girl, you know. I didn't think she was that wild, so I ate the mushroom. And I said, no, it doesn't taste like much. She said, wait a minute. So I waited a minute. Next thing I know, I was walking on clouds. They were beautiful clouds. My girlfriend was talking to me. Walking on the clouds. Everything felt beautiful. I almost felt like I didn't have any feet. No floor under me. It's beautiful. We looked in each other's eyes on top of these clouds. We were talking with each other, but our mouths weren't open. And all of a sudden, she let me go. But I didn't fall. Floated, but I was farther away from her. Till the next thing I know, she wasn't there. I was by myself. Seen in my life. And I don't know how it happened. I don't even